From the Barbie movie, it is Charlie XCX with Speed Drive. On Life FM, you're with Maz for the takeover and also joined by Kelly K, naturopath. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for sticking around for Wellness Wednesday. Tonight we are looking at what a naturopath does. That is the topic for the evening. We're discussing what a naturopath does, what makes, I guess, naturopaths different from other healthcare professionals, which we've basically just talked about. But right now we want to discuss what it actually looks like to have a naturopath appointment.
So the first thing to understand is that in Australia, the title naturopath is not protected, which means anyone can call themselves a naturopath. So to ensure that the person that you're going to see first and foremost has adequate training, the first point of call is to check that they're registered with one of the professional bodies, the professional associations. So once you've sorted that out, then most practitioners nowadays will either have online booking or you call them like you would any other clinic to make a time. Everyone might be a little bit different, but that's how I work. Some people with me, they might have an introductory phone appointment first. So they can have a chat with me, ask any questions and, you know, make sure that I'm the right person for them. And then once the appointment's booked, usually they will get sent a confirmation email and there'll be an online intake form to fill out. And I may request if they've had any blood tests done recently or any investigations that they bring those reports with them to their appointment so I can take a look at those. And then once it's time for the appointment, if it's you know, they arrive at the clinic, that's provided if it's a face-to-face appointment. If it's Zoom, obviously it's a bit different. But yeah, they arrive at the clinic. Everything's private and confidential. So once we're in the clinic room, the first appointment is usually a longer appointment. And this is primarily an assessment appointment. So we're very thorough, us naturopaths. We like to get into the nitty-gritty, as I said. So there's a lot of questions. We'll go into, you know, your current concerns and symptoms. We'll ask about medical history. We might do some physical examinations, such as taking blood pressure. And we'll ask about your diet, lifestyle, any medications or supplements that you might be taking. And from there, it's about working out a plan together. So usually I might just maybe ask if there's some further investigations to be had. I might refer for those or just get them started doing a couple of small things at home. And then I'd put together a treatment plan. And so treatments might involve some or all of the following. So it might be it would be general diet support, but it might also be using specific therapeutic diets or using specific foods in the diet as therapeutic foods. There might be herbal medicines, which might be in the form of teas or tablets or liquids, or nutritional supplements if I think it might benefit that person. Or if there are deficiencies that have popped up in when we did the assessment. And then looking at lifestyle advice. So this would be things like, movement or sleep hygiene and those types of strategies, or not so much what to eat, but some strategies around when to eat, or, you know, more about the habits around food, not so much the food itself. Okay. So those are the types of treatments that we would present for the person. And then from there, if there would be some follow-up appointments, and this is just to check in to help patients with any challenges they might be having, troubleshooting with them, encouraging them and, you know, spurring them on as well, and also making any changes, because people should be getting some improvements and, you know, things might be changing for them. So we want to be able to move with that, and so treatment will evolve over time.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well. So, yeah, hopefully that answered
Yeah,
good question.
Definitely does. It does. And you've been very comprehensive in your response. And I appreciate that there is a lot that goes into those initial assessments and things. But if anyone is interested, it's not a scary process. You can find lots of naturopaths across Adelaide online, on Google. Making sure that they are accredited is very important, as you say, Kelly. We are just running out of time, so we will have to wrap it up. But thank you so much for joining us on Zoom tonight to talk about naturopaths, what you guys do, you know, the whole philosophy, I guess, of being a naturopath and what it means for people in their health and well-being. So thank you so much, Kelly. We'll catch up with you in a fortnight. And we're actually going to be talking about iron deficiency next time, which I am super keen to learn more about. So we will do that then. But also remember, you can always text in your questions as well. 0413 90 1079. Kelly K, naturopath, thank you so much.